The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy New Year. Thank you. Today, the first Sunday of Advent, is the first day of the church year. So we can say Happy New Year. And it's probably not surprising, but today's readings are very similar to the ones we had a couple of weeks ago. And you remember the song I sang? Well, I'm going to sing it again with a little change of lyric, but very appropriate. So here it goes. You better wake up, you better not sleep, you better get ready or you're all gonna weep. Jesus Christ is coming again. Right? That's really what Advent is all about. Staying awake, being ready to greet the Lord. And the Lord shouldn't be taking us by surprise, because we Catholics have been given so many rich gifts to help us prepare for the coming of the Lord. We have the sacraments, the teachings of the church, we have the scripture. We know what to do to be prepared. It can be summarized in 1, love God completely. 2, love our neighbor as ourselves. And then, of course, the scriptures and the teachings of the church go into more detail how we do that. So we should not be caught unawares when the Lord comes for us. So Advent is a time of anticipation, of waiting, of looking forward to God's coming. And really, we can talk of three comings of the Lord. Now, generally, we just speak of two, but there's a third one which we need to be aware of. The first coming, of course, happened 2,000 years ago when God became a human being. The Incarnation, Christmas. So that was the first coming of God into the world in the flesh. The second coming, well, I don't know when that's going to happen. Nobody does. It's going to happen sometime between right now and in the future. Could be in a day, could be in a week. We don't know. But we are told that someday God will come in His glory to bring everything to an end, to fulfillment, to judge the world. So, again, it could come at any time, and I'd love to know the time so I could maybe do some last-minute preparation, but of course I don't know. But I shouldn't be worried by that, and in fact, I should even be praying to God, "God, come now. Don't delay." That's the Advent message as well. We want you to come now. We want you to put an end to wars and violence and suffering. So hopefully, we're really focused on Christ, not focused on our own pursuits, what we like to do, but to recognize for our good and the good of the world, we should be praying, "Lord, come now, come soon." Now, of course, it may spoil our Christmas plans, but really, let's put it in perspective. Compared to heaven, which is the fullness of joy, there's no earthly celebration that can even come close. So hopefully we have a desire for Christ to come. Now, I mentioned a third coming, and if we are not alive when Christ comes in glory, Well, he is going to come for us in death. So as individuals, God's going to come for us. Now, this, I hope, doesn't shock you, but everyone here is going to die someday. Now, we may go, oh, God, I don't know. But really, we should be saying, well, that's good, because that means God's going to come for us, and I'll have that choice of saying either yes to God or no to God. Do we want to be with the Lord? Do we want to be with Christ for all eternity? Are we each and every day saying, Lord, if you come today, I will welcome you? Or as that first prayer tells us, Lord, give us the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ when he comes again. You know, on New Year's, we make resolutions. So here's our New Year's Day, and the very opening prayer gives us a resolution to resolve to run forth to meet Christ when he comes, whether it's at the end of time or when he comes for us in death. Well, I mean, what a wonderful vision if the second we had an inkling that we were going to die or Christ was going to come in glory, we're running towards him, throwing at him all the righteous deeds we have done to celebrate his coming. But that's what Advent tries to help us become aware of, that Christ is coming. We should be looking forward to it and be prepared to greet him when he comes, not to be afraid. And if we are afraid, then we have to do some praying to find out what that fear is all about. Because again, God's given us everything we need to know to be ready. So during Advent, in a particular way, we are anticipating Christ coming to celebrate his coming 2,000 years ago, but to look forward to his coming in our own time or in the future time. And we are called to long for Christ, have a deep down desire, a deep down longing to be with Christ. Do we have that now? Do we have a longing to be with Christ? Do we have a longing to embrace him and be embraced by him? Do we really have this love affair with God that's so strong that even if we have some fear or anxiety, we're willing to throw it aside because God is so loving that we just want to throw ourselves into his arms? Maybe beg mercy, whatever, but that's what God is willing to listen to. So we shouldn't be afraid. So Advent, again, is that time of anticipation, of praying for God to, you know, get it going, Lord, come on, move more quickly, and to long for God, to stoke the fires of our longing in our hearts, so that at Christmas time, but every single day of the year, we keep waking up and saying, oh, Lord, when are you coming? I'm looking forward to your coming. I want to be with you for all eternity. And I'm so excited about being with you that each and every day I put aside my pettiness, my earthly activities, in order to show my love for you and to show my love for my brothers and sisters. So again, it's not just for us. If people see in us this deep desire for Christ, if they see this deep longing for Christ, they're going to say, what's that all about? I mean, you're going to the Bahamas, but that doesn't seem important to you. You'd rather have Christ come and take you with him. What's that all about? That's part of evangelization. That's part of how we share the good news. If people see in our faces the love of God, the joy that we have in our faith, they're going to want it too. And then we will be able to talk to them about Christ, about the good news, and how God wants us to follow him each and every day. So we've got 4 weeks in this Advent time, and it always happens at the beginning of the church year. We always go through 4 Sundays of Advent, and we go through it again and again and again to keep reminding us that Christ is our life, he is our desire, and hopefully we are longing for him each and every day and showing in our words and our deeds and our thoughts how much we do long for him, how much we want him to come. So I invite you as you go forth today to maybe sit a little bit with that question, do I have a longing for Christ? Do I really have a longing, a deep desire in my heart to embrace Christ? Do I have that resolve to run forth to greet him, to give him all the righteous deeds that I have done as a way of saying, thank you, God, for your gift of salvation. And how am I sharing that longing for Christ with other people? So Advent's a wonderful time in these dark days. It's too cold to go out. Go into a corner of your home where there's a nice little maybe rocking chair or a nice blanket. Sit down and just ask God to deepen that longing for him and to follow that longing, because it does lead ultimately to Jesus Christ.